So ASAP, walk right in, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And now here's Joey Ortiz coming to the plate with the bases loaded. He's had so many opportunities like this all season long. On a few occasions, he's hit the ball hard and hit into bad luck. Joey Ortiz may be more due for a big swing than anybody on this roster right now. Ortiz doubled on a sun double back in the fifth. The pitch is high, it's 1-0. And Sonny Gray at 85 pitches, but he is laboring all of a sudden. He has to be very close to being at the end of his day. One-oh pitch. Ortiz took a strike. One ball and one strike on Joey. Left-hander Steven Matz now getting loose in the Cardinals bullpen as well. One-one pitch. Ortiz took a strike. It's 1-2. Remember Caleb Durbin out of this game, so that means Vinny Capra's in the on-deck circle for the Brewers. One ball and two strikes on Joey Ortiz. Gray brings home the pitch, and it's a liner into center, and it is stopped by Sajacy, who flips to second, where Wynn was covering on an amazing play. Somehow, Sajacy dives back up the middle and on one hop kept that on the infield and got an out of it. Brewers get a run, but that was ticketed for center field, and Sajacy and the Cardinals have just put on a defensive clinic at times here this afternoon. So Hoskins to third, Ortiz is at first. It's a 5-3 ball game, but this should have been a 5-4 game if Sajacy doesn't make that ridiculous play back up the middle. And now here's Vinny Capra, who is also very due. Runners on the corners and two away. Will be an RBI for Ortiz. Toss to first, throw is low and caught by Contreras. Gray looking in. He's at 88 pitches now. First pitch to Capra. He's in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. Vinny, one hit in his last 36 at-bats, 0 for his last 27. As Matz continues to get loose in the Cardinals bullpen. The 0-1. Capra took down and away. It's one ball and one strike. Top of the order in Terang. Is in the on-deck circle. Gray getting down to the very end of his afternoon. Do the Brewers have a big swing to chase him from this game in them? The 1-1 pitch. Capra, a fly ball into shallow right field. Coming in is Newt Barr. He'll make the catch, and the inning is over. Brewers able to push a run across in the sixth. It's a two-run deficit now, 5-3, as we go to the bottom half on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom and pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Before we continue, 10 for ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Ken Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you here this afternoon from St. Louis. It's a 5-3 St. Louis lead. Abner Uribe takes over on the mound in the bottom of the sixth inning, his 12th appearance. He is 1-0 with a 2.53 ERA. He will get 9-1-2 for the Cardinals. Wynn, Nootbaar, and Contreras to hit against him here in this sixth inning. First pitch to Mason Wynn is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. The pitch, that is a called strike. Ryan Blakeney just didn't tell anybody about it.
He got me once on that earlier, too. He goes up so quick with his fist, and then he puts it right back down.
And he doesn't vocalize it, which normally he does. So it's no balls and two strikes. Wants to keep everybody guessing in the crowd as well. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider. Ortho ASAP strikeout of Wynn. And there's one away here in the sixth.
I'm sorry he got you too, but I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah, I mean, it was almost like it was just casual. Like, yeah, I don't feel like calling that one. You guys all know it was a strike. Trust me. Uribe trying to keep the momentum in that Brewers dugout. Looking for a shutdown inning here in the sixth. Brings home the pitch, and Nootbaar took inside. It's 1-0. Nootbaar's been a tough out in this series. Only been retired once in the series so far. Has not been retired today. Has an RBI double, an RBI single, and a walk. Uribe's 1-0 pitch. That's right through there for a strike, and it's 1-1. And Nootbaar was bailing on that pitch. It was a sinker that clipped the low inside corner. And when it's coming in there at 99, that's not a lot of fun. One-one. Ground ball to second base. Terang grabs it out of the dirt, throws to first in time, and there's two away here in the sixth inning. So two down, quick inning so far for Abner Uribe. And here's Wilson Contreras, who is 1-for-3 this afternoon. Satisfy your baseball game hot dog cravings and join the Brewers' all-new Hot Dog Club. Members get a hot dog at every remaining Brewers regular season home game and an exclusive trucker hat. Contreras fouls it out of play first base side. It's 0-1. Learn more at brewers.com/hotdogclub. Contreras now an 8-game hitting streak for Williams' older brother. Swing and a miss at that slider. That thing is dancing today. And it is nothing in two on Contreras. See if Williams says, well, he didn't look very good with that swing. Let's give him another slider down in the dirt. See if he chases it again. 0-2 pitch. And it was a slider. It missed a little low. That time he didn't chase. 1-2. Big brother knew what little brother was thinking. Uribe looking in. And the 1-2 pitch. Fouled out of play first base side. Stays at 1-2. It is a 5-3 Cardinals lead. They've out-hit the Brewers 8-7 in this one. Uribe looks in. And the 1-2. And he just missed off the plate with a sinker. That was a really tough take for Wilson Contreras. William thought he had strike three. Fired it back out to Uribe. He was looking in at Ryan Blakeney. I think he got the call right. It was just a tough one to take if you're Wilson. Two balls and two strikes the count. Uribe looking in with that light blue glove. Trying to work a 1-2-3 inning. 2-2 pitch. Fly ball down the right field line. It is twisting out of play, foul. That had pretty good distance on it from Wilson Contreras. But it got out of play, foul. A little better crowd today. 35,000 plus here today at Busch Stadium. 2-2 pitch, and he missed down and away. 3-2. 35,316 is the official attendance. It is so strange to be in this ballpark and not have it be full. To have only mid-20s last night on a Friday night in St. Louis, it's unheard of. It's been that way the last couple of years. 3-2 is hit off the end of the bat over the head of Hoskins and dumped into right field for a base hit. Yeah, pretty good pitch from Uribe. It was a slider down and away. It was not a strike. And Contreras just reached out and poked it over the head of Hoskins and into right field for a two-out single. And now Uribe has to deal with Brendan Donovan. Donovan, who has an RBI double today. Uribe brings home the pitch. Swing and a miss. Swung over the top of a slider, and it's 0-1. There are 8 doubles in this game between the two teams. Brewers had one extra base hit last night. That was the Churio double. 0-1. Is lined into right. That's going to get down in front of Daz Cameron. Turning second on his way to third is Wilson Contreras, and the Cardinals have a two-out threat. I take that back. There was a double from Frelick last night, too, so they had a couple of extra base hits last night. And now William Contreras on his way out for a Potawatomi Sportsbook trip to the mound to chat with Uribe before Nolan Arenado comes to the plate. So two quick outs for Uribe. And then Contreras just kind of punched that ball down and away into right. Donovan with his second hit of the game and his fourth hit of the series. I mean, that guy, all he does is collect hits. And now a little bit of two-out trouble for Uribe to try and navigate. He's got to go through Arenado to get out of this inning. Arenado's 0-for-3 today and just 1-for-7 in the series. But, man, does this guy have a knack for coming up with a big hit in the big spot. Feels like when he comes up in a spot like this, you could just tack 100 points onto his batting average. Always been a dangerous hitter, always will be. Uribe, first pitch to him. He's down and away. Nearly got away from Contreras. He was able to keep it close to him, though. No advance from the runners. And it's 1-0 on Arenado.
I don't know how he caught it. That was a 100-mile-an-hour pitch in the left-handed batter's box.
In the dirt, basically.
That saved a run. Wow.
Yeah, he got it on a hop, too. Tremendous play by William Contreras. 1-0. That is a strike with a slider. And Nolan Arenado says that was not a strike. And I think Nolan Arenado might have a fair argument there. That looked like that was outside. It's probably one of the bigger misses today for Ryan Blakeney. That was not a great call, but the Brewers will take it. It's 1-1. The pitch. That missed low with a slider, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson Contreras is at third. Donovan is at first. 2 outs here, bottom of the sixth inning, a 5-3 Cardinals lead. Uribe looking in. Here's the 2-1. That missed away. 3 balls and 1 strike. You do have Sajacy. I'm sorry, you have Nolan Gorman in the on-deck circle if you're St. Louis. So if you're Uribe, you don't have to cruise one here to Arenado. You can put him aboard and just load the bases to face Gorman. 3-1. That is through there for a strike, and it's 3-2. Although you have the righty-righty matchup here with Arenado, but I don't know how much you worry about that when a guy with the pedigree of Arenado is in the batter's box. Play the player maybe more than the matchup in some cases. See what Uribe tries to do on 3-2 here. There goes the runner. The pitch is swung on and fouled up the third baseline. We do it again. So Donovan jogging back to first. Feels like a big moment in this game. Brewers have chipped away at what was a 5-0 deficit and pulled within two runs, but so important that they hold it right here. Uribe brings home the 3-2 pitch. Missed inside, and he walked him, and the bases are loaded. So three straight reach after the first two were retired by Uribe. What looked like was going to be an efficient inning is now a 23-pitch inning for Uribe, and Yoel Piamps is getting loose again in that Brewers bullpen. And Chris Hook is on his way out for a Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound. And this is probably the last batter for Abner, frankly. You get Gorman, get out of it, all is well. You don't, Piamps probably comes into the game from there. So might be part of the message from Chris Hook is, look, Gorman's your guy. Let's get after him. And let's try to get this thing to the seventh inning with just a two-run deficit.
And you got to remember that you have very good stuff today. Got the first two guys out quickly. He very nearly struck out the third batter. Remember how close one of those two-strike pitches to Contreras was? Abner wanted it, didn't get it. Look, sometimes that happens. All of a sudden now with three straight reaching, you got to really reach back and get a little extra.
And Chris Hook and Ryan Blakeney exchanging some words. It's Chris Hook on his way back into the dugout. Ryan Blakeney somewhat animated, but both going their own way. So Contreras getting a huge lead off of third with nobody holding him there. Gorman is the batter. First pitch from Abner is a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. And William looking at Wilson, who's dancing back and forth and kind of being playful with little brother. No balls and one strike. Uribe's pitch, swing and a miss. Sinker at 98. He went after it, and it's 0-2. Hey, you don't hold them close to third, and you say, well, yeah, you're going to value the positioning over how far down the line the runner at third gets, but it does give them an advantage if a ball gets away from the catcher. 0-2 pitch. Down in the dirt. Good block by Contreras. He just smothered that ball down in the dirt, and it's 1-2. And that's the play I'm talking about right there. It doesn't have to get that far away if you're already halfway down the line. You can make that decision and go, even if it doesn't go all the way back to the backstop. Uribe, the 1-2 pitch. Missed outside, and it's 2-2. There is nowhere to put Gorman. It is a 5-3 Cardinals lead. Contreras is at third. Donovan is at second. Arenado is at first for St. Louis. Two balls and two strikes the count on Nolan Gorman. Uribe looking in, kicks, delivers, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Contreras held on the foul tip, and it's a strikeout of Gorman and a zero put up by Abner Uribe in the bottom of the sixth. It wasn't easy, but the Brewers enter the seventh, still trailing by just the two runs. 5-3 Cardinals on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. L-I-U-N-A, Wisconsin.org.
Tired of dealing with insurance hassles? With the new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club, you can get more of what you want and less of what you don't. Savings Club members can get more convenient, transparent, and affordable dental care, including savings up to 55%. They can also get less, including fewer restrictions, yearly maximums, and limits. More or less, you could say. WDA Dental Savings Club members get the best of both worlds. To learn more, visit WDAClub.com.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Oh, good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
List is more.
More.
It is a 5-3 Cardinals lead. Steven Matz taking over on the mound for St. Louis. We go to the seventh inning. And with the play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
Well, the Brewers have kept the momentum on their side lane, thanks to that big strikeout from Abner Uribe. Here comes Bryce Durang, lefty-lefty against the veteran Steven Matz. Wind up in the pitch, and he misses high, ball one. Durang 0 for 2 with a walk. Scored one of the two runs in the fifth. Brewers got another run in the sixth. 1-0 is down and away, 2-0. I think it's worth mentioning that Matz has been warming up for like a half an hour. Long time in that bullpen. He's got good numbers this year. Signed a big deal with the Cardinals 4 years ago. 2-0 pitch. Just barely caught the outside corner. 2-1. He's battled injuries ever since leaving his original team, the Mets. Now working in relief. The 2-1. Down and away. Through a curveball. It's 3-1 on Terang. Thus far this year, 7 of his 8 appearances have been in relief, but Matt's 2-0. 3-1 pitch, painted the outside corner, perfect sinker, and a full count. Big pitch coming up. Matz has only given up 5 runs and 14 hits in 19 and a third innings. 3-2. Hit foul into the screen. Emergency swing. Spoiled a good pitch there. Bryce Durang stays alive. Well, Sonny Gray ends up giving up 3 runs in his 6 innings, all of them earned. He is in line for the win. Matz, another 3-2. Outside corner, strike 3 call. That was so close. But the call goes Matz in the Cardinals' way. 96 miles an hour with sink. That was so borderline, both close to being outside and below the knees. You really could have seen that call go either way. Pat Murphy from the top step of the Brewers dugout staring at our home plate umpire Ryan Blakeney. Now Jackson Churio takes up and away, ball one. Churio 2-for-3, including an RBI double his last time. The pitch, line drive, right field, base hit. Goes the opposite way to get his third knock of the afternoon here in St. Louis. What a series he's having. Nootbaar throws it in, and the Brewers will bring the tying run to the plate in the man of Christian Yelich. Churio's got 5 hits already in the series here at Busch Stadium. This is game 2 of the 3-game set. Cardinals held on and won by 1 run last night. They had a 3-0 lead, become a 3-2 final. Today it's 5-3 they lead, but it was 5-0 earlier. Pitch to Yelich, in at the knees for a strike. It was 5-0 going into the fifth, but the Brewers have scored 3 unanswered. Yelich today, 1-for-3. The 0-1. Called a strike on the very bottom of the zone. close to the same pitch that Bryce Duran got rung up looking at. It's nothing in two. Well, Matz, the veteran left-hander, getting another left-handed batter here. Chorio takes his lead. The 0-2 pitch down and away through his curveball. Sun has come out for the last 30 to 45 minutes or so, and it's turned into a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Temperature now in the mid-60s. 1-2. Yelich swings and chops it to first. Played with a backhand by Wilson Contreras, and his throw going towards second base is going to be called interference on the batter Chorio. It went straight through into left field, but Mason Wynn, the shortstop, who was the target, never saw the ball, and the umpire there at second base, Marvin Hudson, calls interference on Chorio going to second base, and he's out. Wow, that's a strange call. Here comes Pat Murphy out of the dugout immediately, saying that Chorio had left the base path.
Yeah, and Pat Murphy will end up getting thrown out of this game would be my prediction, because that's a tough call in that spot by Marvin Hudson.
Boy, Marvin has to be really sure that Chorio was not within his provided base path if he's going to make that call. Pat Murphy animated discussion in front of second base with the crew chief Marvin Hudson. And Murph is signaling, hey, he was running within the lane that he's allowed to have.
He establishes his lane, right? I mean, there was nothing out of the ordinary that I saw. I haven't seen a replay of it yet.
Murph's argument continues. It is heated. And right now, face to face with Marvin Hudson, who is giving him some leash. And Hudson, in fact, is giving lip right back to the Brewers manager. Here comes Ricky Weeks, the associate manager out of the Brewers dugout, to come try to rescue Pat Murphy from the arguments. What you're going to end up with, I think, is Yelich at first with two out. Yelich is standing at first base. It was going to be an error there. Wilson Contreras' throw went straight through into left field. And Mason Wynn, again, he was the target of that throw, and Wynn immediately just said, hey, I couldn't see the ball. And Marvin Hudson said, okay, you're right. Interference on the base runner.
Now, Marvin Hudson knows it's a controversial call because he never did throw. Yeah, now looking at the replay, Jackson was on the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a little more sense. And Marvin Hudson, give him credit, he never tossed Pat Murphy. Pat Murphy never got overly animated, but it got pretty heated for a little bit there. But I'm pretty surprised nobody ended up getting thrown out. Looking at the replay, I see it net more now than I did at first blush.
Yeah, we did not get shown a replay throughout the majority of that argument. But as Ollie Marmol comes out to make a pitching change, you'll have a runner at first and two out. Cardinals leading 5-3 in the seventh. Lane, that was the right call.
Yeah,
Chorio was well out of his designated base path.
He was on the grass. Now, he didn't swerve out of the way. I mean, he picked his path and ran to second, so you'd have to have somebody better with the rule book than me to break that down. But he wasn't even on the dirt when he was running.
Yep. And that's what Mason Wynn was saying. Hey, how could I see the ball? He ran right in my line of vision outside of the dirt. So we got a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen with two out. Brewers trailing by two. U.S. Cellular reminds you, when the game is on, turn your notifications off with us mode. U.S. Cellular, built for us. 5-3 Cardinals, and we'll introduce you to the new pitcher after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Hey, Gina, did you hear about the draft?
Wayne, there's no draft at Pella.
There's definitely a draft. Right, Wilde?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Pella windows are constructed of the highest quality. No drafts. But Pella should be everyone's number one pick because right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades.
So where is the draft?
Coon. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply in 4/30/2025.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
So after the controversial call of Jackson Churio being out of the base path, you've got Yelich at first with two out, and Riley O'Brien, 30-year-old right-hander, comes in, and he gets strike one on William Contreras on a foul ball. 5-3, Cardinals the pitch, swung on and popped up. On the infield, and this will end the inning. It's the second baseman, Sejacy, giving way to the shortstop, Mason Wynn. He goes all the way to the second base spot, and Wynn makes the catch, and O'Brien gets the inning over with in two pitches. So the Brewers fail to score. They've got six outs left to work with as we go to the seventh inning stretch. 5-3 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
During every Brewers home game at American Family Field throughout the 2025 season, fans will have the chance to win a 2025 Land Cruiser, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We'll take some more of that.
Smollett.
Swing a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Smalls.
It'll be Yoel Piamps coming into the game. Takes over in the bottom of the seventh. Third pitcher of the day for the Brewers, with the Cardinals holding on to this 5-3 lead, trying to win the first two games of this series and the season series. Piamps takes over for Abner Uribe. Worked around a couple of singles and a walk and left the bases loaded in the sixth. And Thomas Sejacy looks at a called strike from Piamps. By the way, that is the way his last name is pronounced, we've come to learn. Making his 12th appearance. The pitch is swung on and tipped foul into the catcher's mitt. Nothing in two on Sejacy. Yoel's struggles have been well documented. 0-1 with a 14.63 earned run average. The Brewers have been working hard with him, trying to get him right. Guy who's been such an important part of their bullpen the last couple of years. The 0-2 poked into right field and a play for Daz Cameron. He's right there reaching up, and Daz makes the catch. So JC is the first out for Piamps. Pajes and Scott coming up. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 fries for only $17.99. Win, lose, home or away. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. Pedro Pajes, 1-for-2, and also a sac fly. The pitch. That's the slider, and it missed outside. Ball one. The seventh inning stretch has been brought to us by Island Resort and Casino. Sweetgrass and Sage Run golf courses open up in May. Coming up next week. 1-0 pitch. Outside corner, a strike, 1-1. Can you believe it's almost May? Take advantage of the Island's early season stay and play package rates through May 23rd. 1-1 on Páez from Payamps. The pitch comes in low, 2-1. I think Yoel did look sharper in his outings that we saw in San Francisco earlier in the road trip. The 2-1 to Páez. Hit in the air in the left. This should be easy for Jake Bowers, who's got the shades on as he looks up, reaches out and makes the catch. And a couple of routine fly balls begin the inning for Yoel. There is activity in the Cardinals' bullpen. The one guy you don't want to get to is Ryan Helsley. We saw him close the one-run victory last night. Phil Maton is getting ready for the eighth inning here today, as he did yesterday. Called strike on to Victor Scott, the second, nothing and one. Brewers trying to stay behind by only two. The 0-1. Slider down low on Scott. He faced the starter, Quinn Priester, three times, and in every one of them he flew out to the left fielder. 0 for 3. The 1-1. Outside corner. Just came through the back door with the slider, did Payamps. 1-2. With two out and nobody on base. The pitch, quick pitch. And it's popped foul out of play. Went into an abbreviated delivery there. Threw a fastball, 95 miles an hour. Still got good velocity on it. But Scott spoiled the pitch. Another 1-2. Down low, 2-2. Cardinals trying to clinch the series, as mentioned. Brewers hoping to avoid what would be a fourth consecutive defeat. Every one of these games has been close late. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider. Yoel Payamps. The big 1-2-3 seventh inning for the Crew. It includes an ortho ASAP strikeout. We are headed to the eighth. The Brewers chasing 2-5-3 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score anytime during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars or glazers or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
You've taught them, trained them, taken every precaution. But sometimes, despite your best efforts, someone gets hurt on the job. Because they're not perfect. They're people, and they're your people. At least you can keep them happy, healthy, and working with a workers' compensation policy from West Bend. It's how to give every problem a silver lining. West Bend, the worst, brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up, it is gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Looks like the Cardinals are going to try to replicate last night's late inning bullpen setup. Phil Maton comes on for the eighth. He escaped trouble yesterday. Let's see what the Brewers can do with him here today. Trailing 5-3, and to bring us home, here is Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. It'll be the newest Brewer, Daz Cameron, to lead off against Maton. Cameron struck out looking back in the sixth inning in his first at bat. Maton Brings home the first pitch, and Cameron a swing and a miss at a slider off the outside edge. And it's nothing and one. Told you Cameron had been hot down in AAA. Maton is making his 15th appearance, 2.04 ERA on the year for Maton. And the pitch, Cameron took a curveball outside, and it's 1-1. Now, Brewers have had their opportunities in this one as well. 3 runs on 5 hits. And trying to complete a comeback against the Cardinals here in game 2 of this series. The 1-1 is outside, 2 balls and 1 strike. They saw a late lead slip away on Thursday in San Francisco. They'd like to turn the tables, so to speak, here today. 2-1. Cameron took a strike on the inside edge with a sinker, and it's 2-2. Everybody's going to be talking about the call in the 7th inning made by Marvin Hudson, whether it was the right call or not on the interference call. 2-2's outside, 3 balls and 2 strikes. It is a very challenging rule, I think, to decipher. Talk about establishing your running lane. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the net. Stays at 3-2. And so often what doesn't maybe look right to our eyes isn't necessarily how the rule is written. I think Pat Murphy's argument was that Jackson Churio picked his lane, was running directly to the bag. And at that point, he's got his right. 3-2 is a chopper on the left side. Charging it is Wynn. He gets it on a big hop. Throws to first in time. And he got Cameron by a step and a half for the first out in the 8th. One away, and now here's Reese Hoskins. Today's 8th inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Earn great union wages and benefits, building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. That's liunawisconsin.org, and feel the power. One down, nobody on. Hoskins is 1-for-3. Maton brings home the pitch, and Hoskins took high. It's 1-0. 3 hits in the series for Reese. Still sitting on 499 career RBIs. For the Brewers' first baseman, 1-0 hit him. Reese was hit by the pitch, and Páez steps out in front of the plate to get between Hoskins and Maton. Maton kind of walking towards Hoskins a little bit, just gets a new baseball from Blakeney. Reese took a step back and stared out at Maton for a second after he was initially hit. Hoskins did not appreciate it. Got him in the ribs, it looked like.
Yeah, you're certainly not trying to hit anybody to bring the tying run to the plate, but that does not feel good. That's a tough place to get hit.
Reese didn't say anything. He just kind of looked and took a couple of steps backward. And now here's Jake Bowers. Maton brings home the pitch, and Bowers is swinging a miss. Yeah, you're not purposely hitting anybody at this point in the game with the game the way it is, you wouldn't think.
And Maton had struck out Hoskins last night.
But that doesn't make it feel any better for Reese Hoskins. It still feels the same way. 0-1, missed inside. 1 ball and 1 strike here on Bowers. Bowers 0-for-2 with a walk. That doesn't tell the whole story. Smoked a ball back in the 5th inning to left center and was robbed of extra bases. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. He went after a curveball away, and it's 1-2. And Jake will use his timeout. Goes for a little walk outside of the box. Hoskins at first, 1 out. Tying run is at the plate here in the top of the 8th inning for the Crew, trailing 5-3. Maton brings home the 1-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. Got him with another curveball. Spun a couple of really good curveballs in there to Bowers in that at bat. And there's 2 down now for Joey Ortiz. Well, it's turning out to be a nice afternoon here in St. Louis. Good afternoon for a Leinenkugel Summer Shandy, a refreshing Weiss beer with natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor the moment. Jojo Romero, the left-hander, getting loose in the Cardinals bullpen. Pitch from Maton is a touch high. It's 1-0 on Ortiz. You've got Vinny Capra in the on-deck circle as Jared Koenig starts to get loose in the Brewers bullpen. One on and two outs here. 1-0 pitch, and Ortiz took a strike on the outside edge. That was a wide strike from Blakeney. And it's 1-1. Joey's still looking for his first home run of 2025. He had double-digit home runs a season ago. One-one pitch. Curveball in there for a strike. Boy, that's been a good pitch from Maton here in this inning. 1-2 is the count. Eleven home runs last season for Joey. Pitch clock reset for Phil Maton. He's got Ortiz behind, 1-2. Out of the stretch, the 1-2 pitch is high, and it's 2-2. Cardinals would definitely have Helsley available, you would think, this afternoon. He did pitch last night, but didn't throw many pitches in that outing. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball hit off the end of the bat. So J.C. charging. Fields throws to first, and he got Ortiz. And the inning is over. Brewers got a one-out base runner. Couldn't move him past first. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's 5-3 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Spring, summer, and fall days and evenings are much more enjoyable when paired with Milwaukee Brewers baseball on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7.
Jay.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Yoel Piamps stays out there on the mound for the Brewers, and Mason Wynn will lead things off for St. Louis. It's a 5-3 Cardinals lead. Game two of this series on this Saturday afternoon. The two teams will wrap up the series tomorrow afternoon, and then the Brewers off to Chicago for three with the White Sox. First pitch to Wynn is over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Well, Piamps' seventh inning will certainly be a positive for the crew. This is a check swing foul and off the netting above Newt Barr in the on-deck circle over first base side. It's 0-2 here on Mason Wynn. Piamps, the 0-2, is down and away with a slider, 1-2. Wynn with a couple of doubles today. Cardinals played at all of their runs in the second, third, and fourth innings. 1-2-2. 1-2 pitch. Slider missed down and away. Goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yoel looking in. And the 2-2 pitch. Missed down and away again with a slider. He just will not chase that slider down and away. Got him down 0-2. And credit to Wynn, he hasn't expanded the strike zone. 3-2 pitch. And that's a liner right to Ortiz, the shortstop, who squeezes it for the first out. So one away, and here's Lars Nootbaar. The winners of multiple awards, including Best in Class. Pine River Cheese Spread is the only one you want on your crackers or your freshly grilled using or brat. That's how you start the season off right. Add a pint of tasty Cedarcrest ice cream and call it a good day. Pyomps, the first pitch to Nootbaar, in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. A little better fastball command from Yoel, and that sets everything else up better. Ability to work ahead, be a strike thrower. 0-1 is down low with a changeup. 1 ball and 1 strike.
I think so often, Lane, we look at velocity. His velocity has been pretty much what we've always seen, but you're right. It's where are you throwing that fastball? How are you commanding it?
If you're behind in the count, 1-1 is down and away, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike, and consistently behind the count, teams are going to do damage. It's the law of baseball, if you will. And he is doing a better job here today of getting ahead. 2-1. He's in there for a strike, and it's 2-2. Haven't seen those 3-1 counts, those 3-0 counts, where you just have no more margin for error left. Then teams can put aggressive swings on the baseball. 2-2's fouled out of play. Third base side stays at 2-2 here on Nootbaar.
I think Yoel is at his best when he just pitches to the edges.
Mm-hmm.
And there were too many the hitters would call fat fastballs, the ones down the middle.
2-2 pitch. Rolled foul, first base side. That was a slider and a pretty good one. And Nootbaar able to foul it off. And the battle continues at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Helsley's getting loose in the bullpen for St. Louis. Pyomps, the 2-2. Got him looking. Fastball, low outside corner. Ortho ASAP strikeout of Nootbaar, and the first two retired here in the eighth inning. And now here's Wilson Contreras. This is a much better version of Yoel. And the Brewers have to be encouraged with what they're seeing here, because if they're going to be their best, if they're going to have their best leverage bullpen, Pyomps needs to be a part of it. First pitch to Contreras is down low, 1-0. It's easy when a guy struggles to just move on and give up. That's not the Brewers' style. They've hung in there with him. And this, if he can finish off Contreras and get through this inning, will be a positive step forward. 1-0, ground ball to third. Charging is Capra. Big hop, pats the glove, fires to first in time. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Yoel Pyomps in the bottom of the eighth. We go to the ninth inning. Last chance for the Crew. They trail 5-3 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer, 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers, a non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers, weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly, non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up, contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe.
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Well, we go to the ninth inning. Ryan Helsley is back for a second day in a row for St. Louis to try to finish it off for the Cardinals. It's a 5-3 St. Louis lead. Brewers will pinch hit to lead off the ninth inning. It'll be Isaac Collins to hit for Capra. Collins led off the ninth inning last night and got a hit against Helsley, who's making his 10th appearance, a 2.00 ERA for the right-handed fireballer. Helsley brings home the first pitch. It's high and it's 1-0. Brewers lost 3-2 last night. Little taller task to overcome here in the ninth inning, trailing by two runs. You have the top of the order to follow Collins here in the ninth. Up and away, it's two balls and no strikes. Collins got his hit on a slider that was down and in last night. He has not seen a slider yet. These have been high 90s fastballs so far from Helsley. 2-0 pitch. That is in there with a cut fastball. And it's 2-1. Helsley, we're used to seeing him at 102, even 103 on a great day. We're seeing the fastball more in that 98 range here the last couple of days. 2-1, and that is lined into center. It is dropping quickly. It's down for a base hit. Isaac Collins, Ryan Helsley's kryptonite. 2-for-2 against him in this series. And just like last night, the Brewers get the leadoff man aboard here in the ninth inning, and now you get the top of the order up in Bryce Turang.
Boy, isn't that exactly what you wanted? Now you get the tying run in the batter's box, and you've got your best, most productive hitters coming up.
You got the guys you want up. You've got Turang, who's hitless in the series, but still your most productive hitter over the course of the season, arguably. Takes down and in. It's 1-0. And then, of course, you got Churio in the on-deck circle now. Turang, 0-for-3 lifetime against Helsley. 1-0 pitch is down and away, and it's 2-0, and Helsley doesn't have the fastball command, at least to start this outing right now. He's falling behind to these Brewers hitters. Collins at first being held on by Contreras. Brewers trying to put together a comeback here on this Saturday afternoon. 2-0 pitch. Way inside on Turang. It goes to 3-0. And Helsley, a little bad body language as he gets that baseball back, frustrated with himself. Collins, conservative lead at first. And Helsley's 3-0 pitch. That just caught the outside edge. That shouldn't have been a strike. But it is deemed one by Ryan Blakeney, and now it's 3-1. Helsley out of the stretch. 3-1 pitch. Fly ball, right center field, hit pretty well. Scott back onto the edge of the warning track. He'll make the catch. And there's one away. What could have been a walk ends up being a fly ball to center. Those calls on the edges are important that they go your way, especially late. So one away, and now here's Jackson Churio, who's got three hits in this game. Has only faced Helsley once before and is 0-for-1 against him. But the Brewers have the tying run at the plate here in the ninth against Helsley. First pitch is a fly ball deep left field. Back at the track. We are tied. Jackson Churio off the Big Mac land sign and left. A two-run shot. It is 5-all in St. Louis. His fourth hit of the game. Jackson wasn't going to stay quiet for long. Absolutely demolished a slider on the inner half. And the superstar with a big swing in the ninth inning for the Crew. And now here's Christian Yelich. What a moment for Jack Jack. Helsley's pitch is a chopper back up the middle. Near the bag at second, played by Wynn. Throws to first in time to retire Yelich. And there's two down. And give a lot of credit to Collins for having that base hit to start up the inning as well. Jackson knew when he got it. He watched it for a while. And now here's William Contreras. Sixth home run of the season for Churio. RBIs 22 and 23. Pitch to Contreras is down and in. And it's 1-0. $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. Courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, making a difference to fight hunger in the community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Now McGill getting loose in the Brewers bullpen. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a foul off the gear of Páez, and it's 1-1. Now the Brewers, give them credit. They have fought all the way back from a 5-0 deficit, and they have tied it against the Cardinals closer here in the ninth. Two positives to that. One is, of course, the game is tied and it's a brand new ball game. 1-1 is down low. Two balls and one strike on Contreras. The second is the Cardinals are going to use their closer for the second consecutive day. You might make him unavailable, not just for, of course, extra innings if it goes there, but he might not be available tomorrow if you can extend this inning on him a little bit. Kind of an added bonus, if you will. Helsley's 2-1. Hit off the end of the bat, foul behind home plate.